Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking circuit, section 1 boy.
Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the Tibbet 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Bravo.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue jeans, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Well, good evening and welcome to WPOI Radio Talk Show. We're glad that you've joined us tonight here on this 18th day of September 2012. I'm your host, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, Rick McCann. Glad that you have jumped on board with us this evening. Now, it is Tuesday, and we do normally broadcast on Monday. But as you know, we are currently underway here on the Private Officer Memorial Ride. If you're not abreast of that information, please check out the website at www.privateofficer.com. We are kind of, we're kind of in the midst of many stops. We're kind of shoved into a makeshift studio tonight because we have a very interesting guest. We're going to bring him on shortly, Mr. Ken Good, the founder and president of Compass Security in California. He's got a very unique service that he's offering through his security agency, and we're going to be talking to him briefly in a few moments. But we do have some other information to pass on. As we stated, we are in the midst of our memorial ride, and, of course, we're also in the midst of our yearly memorial week. This year is September 16th through September 22nd, 2012. It's the year that we set aside, or the week that we set aside every year, to memorialize, honor, and remember those private security personnel, men and women, who are killed in the line of duty. So if you're a uniform private security officer, a public safety officer, you wear a badge, we really would like for you to cover the badge in a black banner. It could also be a black piece of tape, whatever works best for you, to signify that you are honoring those men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And as you know, each year, more than 100 security officers are killed in the line of duty. And unfortunately, as we've been stating here for the last few weeks in our memorial services, this year, from September of 2011 until 2012, we have added 129 names to the list of those killed in the line of duty. 68 of those were from gunshots, many more from trauma, blunt force trauma, accidents, stabbings, and the list goes on. And unfortunately, each year we see a dramatic increase of the number of security officers being killed as they become more proactive and more involved in the everyday policing of their property, whether it be a retail store or an office complex or a boat harbor or a park or a shopping mall. As you know, private security officers are being called upon to do much more than they ever was. And with this increase in proactiveness and with this increase of, security officers being involved in confrontations, especially armed confrontations, unfortunately, we will continue to see those numbers increase every year. I mentioned in one of my ceremonies that firefighters in the past year, 53 firefighters were killed in the line of duty. Less than 50 EMTs and paramedics were killed, and most were killed in vehicle crashes. About 165 police officers were killed. And 129 private security officers were killed. So those numbers are right up there with law enforcement, and we are definitely, you know, in the process of passing them out, and not in a good way. So it's very important that we remember to be safe, to wear a vest if we can, to approach situations cautiously, make sure that we're, you know, on guard, on our toes, and that we call for backup when necessary. Don't go in there being a cowboy, because, you know, unfortunately you might not make it home. But we really want to drive home during this Memorial week and month that security officers need better training. We need better pay. We need to be recognized for the job that we're doing, because private security today really are on the front line. We really are the first responder in many cases. So we're hoping that the media picks up on this. We've had a lot of great response from the media so far. And as we journey along the rest of the month, we hope to bring a lot more attention to the change in private security, the risk, the dangers, and the numbers of those who are paying the ultimate sacrifice. I just got an email. Stan wants to know, where are we heading next? Well, we are, once we get out of this box, once we get out of this makeshift studio, we are going to be heading up to Washington, D.C. We will be presenting an award to Leo Johnson, a security officer operations supervisor who was shot during a takedown of an armed suspect a few weeks back at a Christian counseling center. We'll also be stopping by at the second annual law enforcement private security conference that's going on in Norfolk, Virginia. We'll be right there at the, I believe it's the Marriott on the beach. We're heading to South Florida and then out west. We have a number of stops. And we'd like to include your office, your location. If you'd like to donate, sponsor, or even schedule a private security ceremony in your location, just go to our website at www.privateofficer/sponsorship, and you can schedule that, or you can donate or help sponsor the event. Again, www.privateofficer.com/sponsorship. I know a few folks have pledged to help and weren't able to or didn't make it around to doing it, but you know, if you're in the position to do so, please help us out. We are looking at doing this again next year. I think this is a good event. I think next year we'll probably do it much earlier. We'll get more people on the bandwagon. I think this was a trial this year, and, you know, we do appreciate all those who have responded, all those who have helped, the donations, the sponsorships. I might want to mention Cumberland University in Lebanon, Tennessee, also Advantage Security in Denver/Aurora, Colorado, Gates Security, COC Incorporated, and a number of others who were so kind to donate and sponsor. We have a whole list, and I don't want to leave anyone out. You can check them out by going to our website at www.privateofficer.com. We are certainly we're certainly getting a great response, and like I say, if you'd like to schedule a ceremony at your office or in your community, there's still time. We're going to probably be doing a number of events through the first week of September, rather October. We are in September. So just go to our website at privateofficer.com/sponsorship. You can donate, sponsor, or schedule an event. This is really a great opportunity for us and for you and your company to recognize the men and women who have given their life, who have given their all. Like I said, more than 129 officers killed during the past 12 months. And, you know, that doesn't even count the ones that we don't know about, because there are many. We estimate at least 10 to 15% more every year that we never hear about, never made mention in the media. And, of course, if it doesn't hit the media, if it doesn't hit the newspapers, if it doesn't, you know, get noticed, we're probably not going to pick it up unless someone calls it into us or sends us an email. So we know that there are others, probably dozens, that are not included or represented in that number. So they are definitely increasing, and we need to be aware of that situation. And so it's very important that we get the message out, that we recognize folks, that we honor them, and that we talk with the media and we explain to them what private security personnel are going through. So again, if you would like to donate to this cause or sponsor the event or possibly schedule a memorial ceremony in your local area, please go to our website, www.privateofficer.com/sponsorship. Of course, if you have contacts within the media, whether it be local or national, please make them aware of our Memorial Week and ride. Have them contact our office or give us their information, and we will contact them. While we're on the air, we also like to always throw out our email address. You can email us while we're on the air at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. And, of course, you can always submit your news, your training events, happenings in your area, whatever they might be, promotions, you know, what have yous. Send them to us, and we'll be happy to broadcast them out, announce them for free. Again, that email address is radio@privateofficer.com. And don't be afraid to follow us 24/7. We're not afraid of you. Meet us there on the web 24/7. We're open for business 24 hours a day. You can connect with us on the web at Facebook. You can connect with us and follow our news 24/7 on Twitter. You can join our own forums. We have a great forums, many members across the country and in other countries. You can follow our news blog, and instead of giving you a half a dozen different, you know, addresses and hash marks and this and that, just go to our website. It's the best and simplest way, www.privateofficer.com, and you can follow us. You can read our news. You can catch up on what's happening. You can join the forums. You can even listen to, you know, old radio shows. We keep them forever. We catalog them and keep them, and you can listen to them at your convenience right there on the website, www.privateofficer.com. I do want to make you aware of a new service that we are offering, and then we're going to hit the commercial break and come right back, but we are offering a dispatch service available to individuals as well as private security companies, colleges, private police, and we can do a number of services for you. This is overnight during the high-risk times when you might need a dispatcher, when you might need radio communication or just somebody on the other end to make notifications for you, whatever. We do have a dispatch center, and we are offering the services out to you now. If you'd like more information, please email mikematthews@privateofficer.com. Command Central will be offering these services in conjunction with Private Officer in the upcoming months. If you are a POI member, I'm sure there'll be a few discounts offered here in the next month or so. If you're interested, just send an email to mikematthews@privateofficer.com. This is really a great service. Especially if you're a small company, you don't have the resources or the funds to have your own dispatcher, and you have mobile units, especially if you have patrol units, this is a great opportunity for you to have your a dispatcher basically dedicated to your needs. We operate off Direct Connect, Nextel, as well as an internet interfaced radio system, which will connect any radio that you have. It doesn't matter what frequency you're on, whether you're VHF, UHF, or 700 megahertz, it doesn't matter. We can connect. If you'd like more information, contact us, mikematthews@privateofficer.com. We'll be right back.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflective. Please.
Give us some room.
Slow down and move over.
We look out for you, so look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down and move over.
It's the law.
It's the law.
It's the law.
Well, good evening. We're back with you here on the WPOI Radio, Talk Radio Network. Glad that you are with us on this kind of damp and dreary night where we're at. And, you know, hopefully it's better weather where you're at. Unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, actually kind of fortunate because I love fall weather. But driving in the last few days, I've noticed the leaves really beginning to fall and even change. We've actually seen some leaves changing colors, which is kind of early in the season, but you know, old folklore says that means cold and snowy winter, so we'll just have to see. But I like fall, and so I really enjoy the cooler temperatures, cool weather, so it's a good thing for me. We had an email a moment ago asking about donations for the memorial fund, as well as a memorial ride. We do have a memorial fund set up for those security officers injured or killed in the line of duty. You can donate to that as well. There is no, you know, size requirement or whatever. You can donate on the web at www.privateofficer/memorial fund, and we certainly appreciate any donation that that you give. As I stated a few moments ago, we have a great guest. We'll be talking with Ken Good here shortly. Ken is the founder and president of Compass Security. Now, unlike most security companies, he actually offers a very unique service in California. We'll be talking to him about how that's going, as well as whether or not it's something that other security agencies might look into doing, you know, in their states. We'll be talking to him in just a few moments. Some of the other exciting news here, we were able to cover the DNC live in Charlotte. We also had a number of chapters open this month, and we're working on Cleveland, Ohio right now, hoping to get that open before the end of the month. Also, if you're in the Baltimore area, we have a great number of folks wanting to open a chapter there, and so just contact us and we'll hook you guys together so that you can get that underway. We'll also be kicking off a number of other events over the next few months. We're working on an event right now called Private Security Day, and we're hoping to be able to bring some local events together throughout the country that bring security companies of all types together to kind of market their wares and to make people aware of what type of services are available, and we're working on that. Also, we've mentioned a few times about virtual chapters. If you're in an area that does not have a chapter and you'd like to have one, but you just don't have enough, you know, folks in the area, we can, you know, hook you all together in a virtual chapter. And we've tried it a few times without much success. A lot of people are busy. We know that. But we'd like to get some folks, you know, connected through the virtual chapter. Basically, that's a conference call where we can schedule some information and some training. If you're interested in that, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have a lot of different things that we can do and a lot of things that we'd like to offer. We just need some response from folks to see whether or not it's viable. Is this something that you want to do, something that you want to participate in? Again, we just have a lot of resources to offer, and we'd love to be able to do a lot more than what we're really doing. I know that we do a lot, but, you know, I still feel like we can do a lot more. If you have any suggestions or you'd like to be part of the virtual chapter, please let us know. We also have a number of committees that have kind of gone quiet over the last few months as we've been busy with setting up the memorial and other things. But if you'd like to be on the Officer Down response teams or on the awards committee, or maybe you'd like to be one of our board members, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we will get in touch with you and connect you with the appropriate person, and probably going to be me. And I am, you know, actively involved in most areas of the Private Officer International right now. So, you know, we'd like for as many people as possible to be involved. And one other note, we have a number of folks who are really actively involved, and I really want to clone them if if possible. But maybe we can get a few of them and a few of you together in a conference call. Maybe we can, you know, put our heads together on maybe some upcoming events or training, or maybe we can come up with ways to recruit. And, you know, we'll probably set that up after the memorial ride is over, maybe sometime in October, early November. Wow. You know, can you believe that the holidays are just around the corner? We're talking about weeks away. This is the end of September, folks. It won't be long. We'll be talking about, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. My gosh, what happened to this year? Unbelievable. But in any case, if you'd like to be more involved, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have several positions that we're also recruiting for. If you did not get the email or didn't see the website, we are looking for security consultants. It's part of Bring It to the Streets campaign, where we are bringing all of our services, our training, advertising, everything to your area. And you'll get paid handsomely, as they say. If you'd like more information, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. This can be part-time, full-time, flexible. You set the hours. You set the schedule. You're going to be your own boss. If you want to set up your own company provide services to the area, we can do that with you as well. You'll basically be talking to individuals and businesses about all of our services, about providing training seminars, about providing membership, group membership, selling membership to a whole company, providing corporate membership. You'll also be able to sell advertising on the web, the radio shows, and other areas, other media areas that we offer. So this is a great opportunity. If you'd like more information, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And you can also go to our website. I believe there's a link on the front page where you can take a introduction, some information to being a security consultant. You might want to check that out, www.privateofficer.com. We are waiting for our guest to call in, so we're kind of, we're ad-libbing right now. We've got a lot of news that we could discuss with you, but I'm afraid once I start getting into the news, our guest will call in. So we're going to ad-lib a little bit more and talk about the weather, I guess. Hey, if you'd like to call in, I've got a couple of minutes. The area code is 347-426-3807. Again, that number, 347-426-3807. Call about anything that you'd like. If you want to talk about chapters, membership, training, whatever, you can call in right now while we're waiting for our guest to call in. Again, that number, 347-426-3807. We do have a lot going on the next few months, and we're very excited. I want to thank the guys in Spartanburg and Nashville, Angel and Mike, Dave and Kurt, and the rest of the gang for hosting the security memorial in your offices, your locations. Thank you for being contributors And thank you for all the hard work that you guys do. I know that we don't say it enough, but we really do appreciate everything that you guys are doing. We have a lot of new training events happening coming up here in the next few months. We'll be telling you more about that. We have a couple of great radio shows coming up as well with some great guests, which brings me to another subject. If you'd like to be a guest on the program, whether it be our weekly Monday program or the Loss Prevention Zone, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com or radio@privateofficer.com, and we will schedule you in. Tell us what it is that you'd like to speak about, what it is that you're interested in discussing, and your background in that subject, and we will schedule you in. We're also looking for hosts. If you'd like to, have your own radio show on the Private Officer platform, we'll be happy to do that for you as well. You can have a weekly show or a monthly show or a biweekly show, half hour, 60 minutes, whatever. We'll promote it for you. We will do all the behind-the-scenes operating of it. All that you got to do is talk. If you'd like more information, send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Again, that is radio@privateofficer.com, and we'll be happy to connect you with that. We're going to take one more quick break, and then we'll come back, and hopefully our guests will be on the air with us. We'll be right back on the WPOI Radio Network.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
We are back on the WPOI Radio Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. We really do appreciate it as we broadcast from this makeshift studio. And we're waiting on our guest. We're going to be talking with Mr. Ken Good. He has got a very unique security service in California. It is something definitely needed. It's something that law enforcement has been battling for a long, long time. But law enforcement can only go on public property or private property when called, and they don't patrol private property. You know, a lot of citizens and businesses get confused. They think that police should patrol their properties, all times, day and night, doesn't matter. They should be patrolling. They should be providing security. They're paying for it. But that's not the way that it works. In reality, law enforcement doesn't drive through your property. They have no obligation to drive through your business parking lot, no obligation whatsoever to patrol any private property. And obviously, if it's a forest, if it's way up in the woods, if it's off the beaten path, law enforcement doesn't have the time. They're definitely not going to get too far off the road because, they may get an emergency call and have to respond elsewhere. So they're not going to really invest too much time patrolling. They will respond when called. They will obviously answer that call for assistance, for service. But as far as spending a lot of time, out in the woods, no, they're not going to do that. And so this service that's being offered by this security company in California is very unique. They offer services, marijuana eradication services, where they'll go in, patrol private property, looking for marijuana grows, cut down the marijuana, I guess, destroy it, get rid of the chemicals involved, and there's a whole bunch of other services that they offer. And, you know, we'll kind of wait for Ken to call in and explain it all, but it's a very unique service, and it's something that other areas such as Kentucky and other states that have a large problem with marijuana grow might want to look into. It may be a service that they may want to offer. It's very unique. And, you know, the big thing I look for in business is to provide a service that's definitely needed and a service that has little or no competition. Those two things are the keys. If you can find a service that is definitely needed and has little or no competition, no other company offering anything like it, then you have a recipe for success in most cases. So it's a very unique service and something that I know would probably be needed in other states. While we're waiting for our guest, if you'd like to call in, again, that number is area code 347-426-3807. Area code 347-426-3807. And I'm expecting our guest to be calling in at any time now. Do want to mention happy birthday to all of you who are having birthdays this week or the month of September. I know that we have a list of you. We just don't have it with us. So we can't mention your name or embarrass you with your age. But we do want to say happy birthday to you, happy anniversary to you if you're having an anniversary. And we hope that you've had a great day and many more of them. We'll take one more quick break. We'll be right back.
What's the first thing you think of when I say security, law enforcement, and medical training? I think of Public Safety Training Incorporated. For security law enforcement training classes like pepper spray, tactical handcuffing, anti-terrorism, basic baton skills, guard card and firearm classes, and taser device courses. Or medical training classes like CPR and AED for adults, children, and infants, or CPR for healthcare providers, first aid, bloodborne pathogens, and wilderness first aid. And many more classes like California, Utah, and Florida concealed weapons certificates. So if you're thinking the same thing I am, give Public Safety Incorporated a call at 805-556-4450. Or check out Public Safety Incorporated's webpage at pstrainingpros.com. Don't forget, we're an NRA-accredited school, and we're a proud sponsor of On the Firing Line with Jim, Jason, and Joe. So give us a call at 805-556-4450.
He said half a hit of E would be fun. They said half a hit of E would be fun. They lied. Find out the truth about drugs. Drugfreeworld.org.
WPOI Radio, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hey, good evening. Is this Ken?
It is. This is Ken calling from out here in California.
Hey, good evening. This is Rick. Glad that you have called in. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful. A couple minutes late, I almost forgot about you. I'm glad I caught myself.
Well, yeah, we were kind of waiting for your call. We had taken care of some business and was just hanging in there waiting. Glad that you did make the time. We're very interested in sharing your company and your services with our listeners, and I was kind of giving them a brief overview of what you do, but introduce yourself a little bit and the name of your company, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, my name is Ken Good. I own Compass Security and Compass Investigative Services in Northern California. Recently licensed, just a few months ago, actually. I was a peace officer in California back in the day and been doing other things since. But now we're trying to turn this into an enterprise that works.
And, Ken, you have a private security company. You're licensed by the state, of course, and you offer all of the basic security services as any, you know, agency might, but you have a kind of a specialized service that you're offering as well, which is kind of the basis for the interview tonight. We've been following it on the news and in the media, and you know, I thought it was very unique when I saw it because I've been in the business myself for many years, and we promote public law enforcement. We know that that is the way that the industry is going. It has in many other countries. So tell us about the unique service that we're talking about that, you know, probably isn't offered by any other company in the country. What service are you offering to some of the businesses in your area?
Well, what makes us unique, my business partner and I, we started getting involved in trying to help out as volunteers, not licensed security, in helping out with the marijuana problem we have here in the National Forest. We went out and we started getting groups together and just voluntarily hiking the forest, and if we found stuff, deal with it. Anyway, so we got the idea. Our sheriff's department and our law enforcement here is overwhelmed. Basically, if you grow 25 plants in your yard, no one cares. That's legal here. So to say legalization, if someone wants to call and say legalization is the answer, it's legal here. You can grow 25 plants, they're not going to bother you.
So it's 25 plants and under is legal in California?
In our county.
Okay, it's called personal consumption, for personal...
It's called personal use, right.
Okay.
But what we have here is we have, as you're well aware of, and I'm sure most of your listeners, is that's not enough for a lot of people. And they trespass onto timber companies, cattle ranches, all these other properties, the National Forest, BLM, and they plant huge grows. Our local sheriff's department busted a grow this year. It was about 40,000 plants. They litter, they steal water, litter, leave trash behind, and cause a lot of problems on private property. And there's no possible way that our sheriff's department can get to it all. And they focus on the large gardens and the ones where there's a big threat to public safety. And it leaves a guy with someone growing 500 on his property that's a mile hike through dense brush. They don't have the time or resources to deal with that. So we saw a void there, and we now offer patrol, prevention, and even eradication services for an existing garden.
Right. Now, I know that in California, there are a number of agencies that do spend a lot of money and resources on this one particular item because it is really grown out of proportion over the last 10 to 15 years, and California especially. Because people think it's kind of legal now, you know, and it's not. But I know that there are a lot of agencies involved. But as with any law enforcement, they're not going to go into private property unless they get called or they really have a reason to. So they're going to concentrate on public land, public parks, forests. You know, the state game agents, they do their thing on the public land. So you're kind of filling the void on private property. We're not talking about you going into the public park system or anything that is, you know, owned by the municipality or the county, but you're going into privately held and owned land and where people you know, have trespassed and began growing large quantities of marijuana and ran water and chemicals and so forth. So you're going into that type of property and offering your service, correct?
That's absolutely correct. Our sheriff's department here does do a tremendous job on private property as well, but they do it flying helicopters and landing, and so they have a very limited time, and the cost of the helicopter is incredibly high, so they have to focus. They do the private property grows, and they focus on the gigantic ones. The helicopter being $1,200 an hour or whatever, they don't have the resources to go and, you know, sometimes we'll go in, we'll drive an hour and a half, quad ATV for 45 minutes, then hike a half hour to get to a 500-plant grow. Our law enforcement doesn't have time to spend an entire day for a 500-plant grow. As one of them said to me, if I want a 500-plant grow, I'd go to my neighbors. it's that prevalent. So we're filling a void, yes, as a contract service on private property. And the niche we're really trying to get is preventative. We can go in. People are afraid to go hike their properties here. And
right.
We can go in as armed security officers. We can go hike their property. If there's lines being put in, cut them up, post flyers we have saying this area is being watched, stay out, tear up illegal dams, whatever it takes to try to keep people off of our clients' property. That's kind of our niche.
Now, you know, when you were deciding to offer this service, I think you and I talked about you're kind of an outdoors kind of person anyways, but when you and your partner began to look at this as an actual viable business, did you not consider the dangers that you would be confronted with in this line of business?
We absolutely did, and one of the things that's kind of tough for me is having to go out and put myself out front here. And this has been a point of contention with my business partner and even some of the guys I work with. That's why I'm the only one putting my name out there. It's not because I want to keep them in the shadows. It's because it's best if they be in the shadows. In this business, to grow the business, I felt like I had to let people know what we were offering through the newspaper, through other ways, but just to get clients. And so I put myself out there, and yes, when we're out there, there's certainly an element of danger. There's no doubt about it. We try to do things. We work closely with our sheriff's department here. They teach us a lot. They help us a lot with methodology and ways to do things to keep yourself safe. And they're a great asset. They're the best in the country. They train all the dope guys from everywhere else. They're the best of the best here. And so there's an element of danger, but I think if you plan properly, go in at the right times, in the right manner, you can limit that exposure a little bit.
Okay. Sticking with the danger aspect of it, you know, any type of security or law enforcement these days is dangerous as more and more people are arming themselves. But in this particular service that you're offering, you're going into deep terrain. You're going into deep wooded areas, oftentimes with little backup, even if you have one or two officers with you. Sometimes you're out of communication range. You know, in a lot of these situations, these grows are tens of thousands and even hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise there. Sometimes gangs. Mexican drug lords have been involved, and many of them in California. You know, have you thought about encountering those kind of people and what you would do?
Most certainly. One of the things we do is we train. We picked a pretty good group of guys, first of all. That's imperative. This is not a normal security function. We've tried to pick guys with a certain mindset, mostly who enjoy the outdoors, because that's important. We go hike through some crazy, steep, awful terrain.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
That's part of it. We also have, we try to get guys. I just interviewed a couple guys yesterday, both of whom are combat vets. And really squared away guys. We really try to surround ourselves with good people who work well together and will take care of each other. And that's one of the things that but there's no doubt. I mean, we when we go out there, we equip and prepare, and we know that, you know, that's why it's so important if we can get more of the work either early in the season or as the infrastructure is being set up, that's the optimum time because very few people will pull out a gun and risk a capital murder charge over tubes of pipe, but rolls of pipe. But at the end of the year, when there's $1 million worth of product hanging, they might. So we really, our prime early season is our best option.
Yeah, one of the first telltale signs is the preparation for the water and actually running. A lot of people don't even realize how it's done, but they run, you know, sometimes miles of hose and piping into streams and water resources to water their gardens. So that's one of the early signs. But some of the other things to consider, of course, in the danger aspect is not only what you might meet out there as far as, you know, people with weapons, but also the terrain. You know, you're dealing with chemicals a lot of times in the groves. You have snakes. You know, there are other dangers, other aspects to consider. I'm sure that you guys have and you've prepared for them. But it's not a walk in the park, is it?
No, definitely not. Sometimes a grow is kind of easy, a short little hike up an old road and that sort of thing. But most of the time, they're well hidden. They're hard to get to. The springs, they find the springs, which are sometimes in real isolated terrain, and then they tend to plant on steep or secluded areas because, for obvious reasons, people are less likely to wander into you. There is a lot of issues like that, injuries. We're a lot of times places where even if we got out right away, if somebody fell and put a branch through their abdomen or whatever, broke their compound fracture, whatever, we can call, and we're looking at 45 minutes to an hour before a helicopter gets there and finds a place to extricate someone. So it is something that's very risky in that regard, and there is a lot of issues and ways of getting hurt besides getting shot.
Right, right. A lot of things to consider there and a lot of things to prepare for. I know that you said that you spoke with and you've had a good relationship with your local sheriff's department, and obviously I'm sure that they welcome any help that they can get. But overall, from, you know, like I said, in your particular area, you have a lot of different agencies to deal with. It's not just a small town where you have the local police department or the local sheriff's office. You have a lot of different state, federal, municipal police departments involved in the areas that you're servicing or want to service. Have you had much response from other agencies besides the local sheriff's office that you've been dealing with?
We have. We've dealt somewhat. We have a local task force, which is a combination of, you know, shared officers, and then our state fish and game officers. And all of those guys, so far at least, have been pretty positive and been really helpful and shared information that they could when they could, and vice versa. We do everything we can to help them out if we can. So thus far, it's been really good. We haven't really had to deal with the federal authorities. They're on a whole different program here. They sometimes just show up to kind of slap California around a little bit and say, hey, you guys have crossed the line. This stuff isn't legal under federal law. And so, you know, they'll come around and do that. But we don't deal with them because we don't get into the national forest. And they're dealing mostly with dispensaries and that sort of thing. We deal primarily with our local sheriff's department and task force. Like I say, thus far, a few comments, but most of the guys who understand the magnitude of what they're dealing with and really are happy to have eyes and ears and all that in addition, that because they know they can't get everything. If they could get everything and service every person who had a need here, who had someone trespassing and violating their land, then there would be no need for us. But they know that's not the reality. It would take millions and millions of dollars and helicopters and it's not real, so they understand that.
Now, you're on patrol, and you're patrolling a contracted property, and you do run into a grow operation, regardless of size or statute. But What is your process? Do you eradicate, dig up the plants, burn them, or do you notify law enforcement? How do you handle it?
If we're doing, in the early season, we try to do things a little differently. If we're this late in the year, like right now, if we're going out on something, we contact local law enforcement first. And we say, hey, we're going to be in this area. Are you guys working that area? Do you have time to work? I mean, are we okay going to this area and taking care of this? And they, you know, they'll say yes, no, whatever. Well, usually yes. And so anyway, when we get to a grow, I will be honest, we have not yet in this venture, it's pretty young, encountered people inside a grow. They've all been either they heard us coming and left or whatever, which we try to be loud. We actually want them to leave. We're not out there to make an arrest where you have to put someone on the back of an ATV and haul them out for an hour and a half. If they've run, that's great. So we haven't encountered anyone in a garden. We've been there right after they've been watered, things like that. We chop the plants and we let them die because we can't haul them away as law enforcement can. We get caught hauling plants away. It looks like we were just there ripping off stuff. So we have to just cut them and leave them to die.
That was one of my concerns because, in my law enforcement background, I can tell you that we have this issue even with other things involving security, security officers taking weapons from people, drugs from people, and transporting those items. That's illegal. They're not sworn officers. And so my concern in this eradication process and what you're doing, I love the patrolling, and I love the fact that, you're offering this very unique and definitely needed service. But my concern was if you're actually cutting down the product and transporting it, then that's a criminal offense. And I know that having been in this business and I know how some law enforcement officers look for that one thing to nail a private security person with, I would say that this might get you in a problem with some officers. As long as you're not transporting it or removing it from that property, you're probably going to be okay. It's kind of a catch-22 situation because, honestly, the minute that you are in a grow operation and touch that, you're actually in possession. So it's a legal catch-22 situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we looked into that. I looked into that very carefully and spoke to, like I said, local law enforcement as well as deputy district attorneys, former deputy district attorneys from this area. And pretty much to the man, they said, there's no statute that regulates the cutting of noxious weeds on a property. So if you're not transporting out, if you're not, taking out and possessing for transport, for sales, for anything like that, if all you're doing is coming upon an illegal product and you're cutting it, then that's what it is. As far as dealing with people, California law is pretty good in allowing for powers of arrest and taking care of yourself and being legal at doing such. And
we're aware of the statutes in California for private person arrest and so forth.
Right.
I'm more concerned really with the transporting and possession.
Yeah.
Because I know that some law enforcement agencies might just wait for that to happen to shut you down. But
yeah.
I'm glad that you've looked into that and just be safe on that aspect as well, because in the private security industry, we walk a fine line of trying to do a job and somebody always looking to catch us, off balance. And so,
absolutely,
as far as expansion, I understand that you're already looking into other areas. What's your expansion? Are you looking to expand throughout the state or...
We feel like this is a pretty unique situation in our part of the state, maybe 6-8 counties. I'm from the Central Valley of California near Sequoia National Park. It's very big down there, but it's primarily on national forest land and that sort of thing. So it's dealt with pretty much exclusively by law enforcement down there, which makes sense. And that'd be our preference here if it were feasible. But our area, we've got about a 6-county area here that has – potential need for this sort of thing. And we've had a lot of people here. Even our escort services is something we're trying to certainly look into as well. People afraid to go on their own properties or want to go look at something. We've had ranchers here have guns pulled on them when they went to collect their cattle in certain areas. Guys just, you know, saying, hey, you got to stay out of here. You know, on land they're paying for and running their cattle. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
There are people who are afraid to even go out and utilize their own property. And like I said earlier, our main, what we really want, we talked about the eradication, and that's kind of the more sexy or exciting part. But we really want to get out there and offer people a service of walking their property. And if we encounter someone out there early season or in the setup process to say, hey, you know what, this is off limits, we're going to be back. You know, stay out of here. If you're seen on the property again, you're going to jail for trespass, blah, blah. And so anyway, that's our first preference. But we can do that. There's a market in about a six to eight county area of Northern California, we think, is our main market.
Okay. Well, it's definitely interesting, and we definitely want to catch up with you maybe in 3 to 6 months and see how things are going. I believe it's a service that can be used in other states. I know of at least 5 or 6 that are big marijuana-growing states, and maybe we can refer anyone who's interested in providing this service through their agency. Maybe we can refer them over to you, and, you know, maybe they can get some tips from you. But we have a lot of listeners and members of the association, and, you know, that's why we've done this show. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll reach out to you for some information.
Oh, that'd be fantastic, and I would love to help. And if there's anyone, something we've talked about is our local sheriff's department here trains law enforcement from all over. Something we've talked about is if a licensed operator from another state wanted to get educated on this, you know, they wanted to come out, we could offer training here on what has been learned in this area through the last 30 years.
Why don't I touch base with you after the memorial ride and stuff is over with, maybe sometime middle of next month, and we can talk about putting something together.
That'd be fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate you being on the air. Please let us know if we can do anything for you in the meantime, and we will get together with you maybe in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks. You have a good night, and, of course,
you
be
too.
Safe out there.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bud. That was Ken Good. He was the founder and president of Compass Security in California, offering a very unique service, marijuana patrolling and eradication. If you have an agency and you're interested in maybe doing the same thing in your state, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we'll connect you guys. And maybe we'll put together some type of training seminar, because this is really something that is, you know, unfortunately, it's one of those areas in every state that's become a problem, and law enforcement, they only have so many resources. That's going to do it for tonight here on the WPOI Radio Network. Glad that you have joined us for this special edition as we broadcast from this somewhat closety studio. On the road, we're heading over to Washington, D.C., and Virginia, Florida, and out west. We'll catch up with you on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll see you right back here on the next POI radio broadcast. If you'd like to donate, sponsor, or even schedule your own ceremony, please go to our website at www.privateofficer.com/sponsorship. Thanks again for joining us. God bless, be safe, and we'll see you right back on the radio.